to Azores. This was on November. We went there for 4 months and a half to plant a church. And can we show some of the pictures, like the beginning of the picture, so you understand if it's possible? I don't know. I mean, the first one, backward. Oh, it's not your order?
Hey, just 1 second. Here we go.
Yeah, if you could. Yeah, so here, basically, if you don't know, but this is it's called Azores Islands. There are 9 islands, okay? The total people in those islands is 260,000 people. And the largest one is called São Miguel, which is right here, 130,000 people. The smallest one is that little one over there. There are 300 people there. 300 people. So this is the second largest, the second smallest, 2,500. And here, where we were, about 5,000 people. Between 5,000 and 4,000, 5,000. Because in summertime, a lot of Portuguese from America and Canada go back there. And they stay there for, let's say, 6 months. Okay, so then our goal was actually to plant a church here because there was no church in this place, not at all. Not. There was about 2 Christians. I'll show them to you, and then they have this second largest one here, that people time to time would come here, like let's say every other month. They would have a small service there Sunday morning, and they would go. And it took another 2 months for them to come back. So, and I felt the Lord was calling us to go to this island. Can you put the next one? Yeah. So, and then we finally arrived there. This pretty much is the size of the island, very small island, where they have the main village called Santa Cruz. And then they have a small villages around the island. And so we rent a place in Santa Cruz. We did not know much about the island or people there. We just felt the Lord calling us to go, and we move on by faith, and we went there, we got a place, and we stay there, and we start to gather those small community of Christians, which was 3. 2 are pretty much the born-again believers. The other was just kind of listening to the gospel. So you can place the other, brother. So let's gotta go a little bit, probably a bit more fast. So this woman here, she was the first Christian of the island, one of the first Christians of the island. The people went there, preached the gospel, left the island, and then she was filled with the Holy Spirit. This was like an open-air meeting that was there. So she listened to the gospel. This woman was, you know, baptized by the Holy Spirit right there, and then the people left. And so anyways, and she was so full of joy that started to go knocking homes and telling people about Jesus, how Jesus is wonderful, you know, how Jesus changed her, and she could not express like the Samaritan woman type of thing. What they did, they took her, they called the police, and they put her in prison. Then they transferred her to a psychiatric hospital in Terceira Island. She stayed there 2 months under heavy drugs, because they called her crazy. So anyways, and this actually affected her a little bit, because all those medication they placed upon her for the time that she stayed there. And anyways, but as you see, then she came and started to attend the service, and Maria was so happy to know that God had remembered them, that the Lord loves them. So and then of course she started to attend the church. Her husband is not a Christian. He started to come to the church as well. Yeah, brother, you can put the next. And anyways, and here I got this place, which was pretty much far from the island, where from the main village. And here was our first service, 5 people. So 5 people. Maria is there. There was a guy who was a believer. He was not here, and those was pretty much was the people there that we had the first service. So then, here I hope I have an open-air service. I got my guitar. Portuguese, they like, you know, guitar and all stuff. So I got my guitar, and he's the central, you know, place there in this village. So we have some open-air services there. Okay, next, you can go. Little good. This man here, he's blind. His wife also is illiterate. So we got some of those talking Bibles called talking Bible in Portuguese. So they could listen to the gospel, to the whole Bible. And in Portuguese, and also it's charged by solar energy, so they don't need to connect anything. So it brought some. This is Thomas. I prayed for the Lord to heal him. So far, he's still blind, but I'll keep praying for him. Okay, so next, brother. And we brought some New Testament there, about 100 New Testaments, where we kind of spread to the people, giving to them for them to have access to the Word of God. And we can put the next. And here was baptism, the first baptism we had there, which was Anna. She's the wife of the blind man. After two months or so, they came to the Lord before. So I baptized them in the sea there. You know, it was a beautiful time. Our first baptism there was he and his wife. Yeah, the next, you can put. Here's Thomas being baptized, next. So here's this girl, her name is Susanna. Susanna also came to the Lord. She was in fire for the Lord. She was attending all the meetings we had there, the Bible studies, and then she asked me also to be baptized. But not just that, she also wants to go to a Bible college. So she says that she wants to study the Bible. She says, I wanted to be a missionary here in the Azores, because she was in this desire to serve God. So we find with a friend of mine, they have a course in English, theology course. So she's going actually to start her her theology now. This probably she already started. So Susanna also was baptized. She's 23 years old. Yep, next. So now, I have a problem because, as you saw, we are having our meetings far away. It was about 90 kilometers from the main island, the main village. And I was trying to find a place, to rent a place right downtown. Let's say downtown Gout. And we are, let's say, in far away Haspler. So that's the idea. Or maybe far, far away Haspler. So we have like... You know, to travel, and then Thomas and his wife, they are poor, they don't have a car. We had this, I will show you the car that we bought there. And then I said, how can we bring it, how can we do something? I was praying, and finally I got this place there. The guy promised to rent for me the place right downtown, very nice place. And it was an apartment here together, as you see, it's a kind of an L here. And in the back there was our kitchen, where we have our lunch and stuff, and we have our room here. So it was all together, which was good. We didn't pay much money. We paid about 300 euros to rent this place here, right, like I said, right in the center of the village. But the problem was that I saw the devil attacking us so much. We did all we could to get this place as soon as we got there, but it took us 2 months to get this place in our hands. Was such a battle, because I think the guy who owns this place, he has a rental car, he has a garage there, and of course he was afraid to rent for the first evangelical church in the island. People could not go to his store or do something. Anyways, and I asked people to pray, and finally we got the place. I bought those chairs over there, and yeah, we can put the next, brother. So anyways, and here, our first service in this place. Okay, so this is Gilberto. There's Maria there. And as you see, people start to attend the service. This woman here, her name is Katarina. Katarina, she actually attended one of the meetings the church had done there. Her husband, Gilberto, also. This woman, when I got there, she was for a year in her house doing nothing. She was just lying down on the couch there. She couldn't move. Basically, just for the bathroom, she would go to the bathroom or to the bedroom. Husband had to leave his work in order to do all the work in the house, because she was in such a deep depression, and she could not even move her body. Unbelievable. A young woman like that. And I said, and I look at her. She had no voice. She could not talk. She could not do anything. And then I was praying to her with my wife, and I asked the Lord to give us wisdom, to know, to show us what was wrong with this family. So anyways, one night I was praying, and the Lord showed me, the principalities and the demonic powers that was acting that little island. You know, if the devil is really, really real, and he has an army, and he is here on earth to destroy people. He hates people. He doesn't want to see God's word being spread on the earth. And this woman was there full of oppression, of demonic oppression. So anyways, I was praying at 4 in the morning one day. I was praying. I says, Lord, what's going on with this Catarina, with this island, these people? So, you know, did they drink a lot? I'm not saying they drink a cup of wine. They drink like a liter of wine per day. And the worst is because every problem they have, they go to the doctors and the doctors give them all those heavy psychiatric type of medication. So now can you imagine people drinking so heavy and then have all those types of drugs? So the children, they have no concentration, and the adults, they are so far away. Their neurons is pretty much being destroyed. So and then I was praying and the Lord gave me a strategy to pray, and I started to rebuke the power of the demonic power that was in that island. And God gave me actually the book of Judas. I don't know how many of you remember when Judas said that one day Mike was fighting against the body of Moses. And Michael said, the Lord rebukes you, Satan. Remember? So anyways, and I found that it was so much oppression there that I said, you know what, devil, I'm not going to fight you alone. I'll let the Lord fight you. So, and then I started to tell all the spirit that I saw in that island, a spirit of destruction, a spirit that was immorality, all type of stuff. I said, Jesus Christ rebukes all of you. From now on, Jesus rebukes each one of you. And I want the leader here right now. I call on. I said, I want the leader, the demonic leader of this island here in my room right now, because I want to speak with you. And then I said to him, listen, you are going to listen to me. You let the people of the Lord go. You have no more power because the Lord rebukes you right now. Next day, Gina and I, we went to Katarina's home. Yeah, she's not here now. And we got there, and I got there. Katarina was there. Was this loud? Gina brought some CDs. This loud sound, and she was listening to all this worship music and doing all things. And then I came in with my wife. She prepared a cup of coffee for us, and she was a smile. I sat down, and then when I was leaving, I said, "Let's pray." She said, "No, I gotta tell you something that happened last night." I said, "What's happening?" She said, "4 o'clock in the morning. I was lying down in my bed with my husband, and then suddenly I saw a kind of a shadow of a man." And she said this man woke up from her bed, and he scrapped his eyes like that. He opened the door, and he left. And she said she thought it was her husband. She woke up. She says when she woke up, she had so much power in her body. She turned the lights on. Her husband was sleeping, and she was delivered. Completely delivered. Yeah, I'll show you the next picture. Her husband and herself, they're, doing Bible study, had this Bible study week there. There was a couple here, somewhere there. They were a drunk. They were passing by, heavy drunk, both of them. They saw them and was playing the guitar. They entered, they sat down, they listened to the service, and then they start to attending every service. So start to come. Yeah, next, brother. Yeah, so... And here's Katarina. She's working for the Lord today, completely delivered. She's there in the church serving the Lord with her husband, and I'll show you after. So go ahead, go on, brother. Yeah, then I was praying, I said, Lord, then suddenly we have about 15 people already in this church downtown, 15 people, and we had another group of 9 people in the other village. So we have about 25 people. And I said, well, the time for us to depart was coming. We had to leave on March. I was praying to who would be able to come and continue with the work in Graciosa. Because I said, Lord, I can't leave these people. They are precious to you. If I leave them, it's going to be nothing there. It's going to be like before. They're having Bible studies during the week and everything else. Can you say again? Oh. Anyways, and then I was praying, and then I called a few people. I called a few people that I knew at some denominations. Nobody wants to go there because, oh, it's Azores. Which island? Oh, Graciosa. Oh, no, sorry, we don't have people. So I said, oh, Lord, please. Now, I was praying the Lord would send someone. And finally, I got this man here. He was a Brazilian missionary in Portugal. And I called him. I said, listen, I have this group of people here. This island has no church here. And would you guys, pray about it? I knew them. I knew a missionary that was in Canada with me here in Toronto for a number of years. So they are godly people, blessing people. So 2 days they were there in Graciosa. 2 days. They came and with another pastor. And he felt, as soon as he stepped in, he said, you know what? We have been trying to plant a church in the Azores for 40 years. 40 years. In every single island. And every time the devil would close the door, we could not come. 40 years. And this guy has tears in his eyes. Then he said, you know what? I have our bishop. The first bishop came here 50 years ago. He planted about 40 churches in Portugal, mainland. And his dream was to plant a church in Azores. And so, yes, we are able to, whatever the Lord tells you, let me know. So anyways, and then you can place the next. So anyways, the next thing that happened, the two pastors went there from this denomination. There you can put the next. So anyways, and then finally, I called these brothers, and this bishop that is about, 72 years old, he came there. When he stopped there, this guy has such a smile on his face that I couldn't believe. Because I was concerned, I told my wife, listen, if March comes and nobody's here, you're going to go alone to Canada, and I'll be behind until the Lord does something. So, and then finally, when I saw this man, when he stopped and he looked at this island, and his heart was so full of joy. And I thought, praise the Lord. So anyways, and then finally we gave over the work for them. This is the couple that I took, the drunk that was passing by, Elisa and I forgot his name, Lorival. Yeah. So and then we had all, the church was there, and we gave the church to the brothers from the Wesleyan Church, the beautiful Pentecostal people, beautiful people filled of the Holy Spirit. The next, please. And then anyways, and then here, as you saw before, this was the first Yuma conference of the island. They never had one. And then you see the smile, you see the difference when the Lord comes and the Word of God comes to a place where the power of the gospel transforms hearts. You know, people are sad, people are under oppression, people were really had no hope at all. But then God changed them. And we see people smile again. There's nothing can pay that, church. I tell you, nothing. It's so beautiful. And then the transition, we are leaving. This is the guy, Bishop Caligari, the man who was in Portugal trying to plant a church in Azores for a number of years. And this man is so happy, kicking us out of Azores. So, next. You can go next. Just to finish, and then this is Gilberto playing guitar and accordion and all this worship there, like the Portuguese likes. Go ahead. And then finally, just to finish, I was there. It's pretty hard. There was no bus for us to go around the island. And I was praying. I said, Lord, I need a car. And then one guy told me, you know what? We have a small car, and the guy wants to sell the car. And he's running. I said, well... For how long? He says, I don't know. I said, well, you know what? How much he wants in the car? 650 euros. I said, well, that's a good price. $1,000. So anyways, I bought, we call evangelist. So I bought the evangelist, okay? We paid $1,000, and he ran with us for about 3 weeks, which was good. If I had to rent a car there, it would cost me 650 euros for 3 weeks. So, evangelist paid off. So, I took it to the mechanic. The guy fixed for another 350. So, he had the car for 1,000 euros. And he used the car all the time, 4.5 months. And then when I left, I said, Bishop, I also leave the evangelist for you guys too. So, enjoy the evangelist. So, he actually ran for almost a year, this little car here. They just sold out. And that was the trip in Azores. And I really appreciate it because you guys helped us. Well, you guys prayed for us. You guys blessed us. And praise the Lord, that is a church in Graciosa Island. and keep it there in prayer. God bless you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, let's worship the Lord. Can you worship him?
Oh, yeah.